Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big event we've got coming up in less than a week, so let's hop to the double play. Six days from now, the Grant and Danny Mushball Classic everyone's been waiting for. October 3rd at 6:30 p.m., the game is going to be played at the Nats Youth Baseball Academy. It is presented by Fairfax Adult Softball, the largest adult softball league in the nation. We're really excited to have Fairfax Adult Softball not just involved, but in studio with us right now because they've brought, among other cool things, a trophy we will be competing for.
Look at that.
And it's Team Grant against Team Danny. I didn't even know this was happening. Andrew Castile is with us in studio. Andrew, you guys have made Team Danny blue t-shirts, Team Grant red t-shirts with the Fairfax Adult Softball emblem that we'll be wearing in the game. This
Unis.
Is awesome. We're really excited about this.
We're excited about the uniforms, but more importantly, we know the disappointment that you and your listeners had about the Capitals in 2017 not delivering the cup. There will be a winner of a cup in Washington, D.C.
Someone's getting a cup.
It'll be the Capital Cup.
We're very excited.
It'll be either Team Grant or Team Danny. So excited to
Can I
to
hold
bring...
the cup, please?
Oh, absolutely.
Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
This is what it's going to look like when I am hoisting the trophy after we win the first ever Mushball Grant and Danny Challenge.
I, of course, will not hold the cup because, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't that bad karma? Isn't that bad luck to hold it before you actually win the thing?
If you believe in karma mattering, if you believe in nonsense like curses and juju and good and bad, fine. I believe in my team. That's what I believe in. I believe and I'm confident in the
players. You don't even know who's on your team yet.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to have a draft on Friday and then I'll know. But I know who's coming.
You're in.
I know who my first pick is, and I know that you don't know that this guy's great at mushball. I know that.
I don't know who's playing. We don't know who's playing yet.
Just know, I do know who's playing, and I have a first pick plan that's going to rock you.
This is why you are a half-run favorite. You have all this inside stuff. He's holding the cup now.
Very happy. Go ahead, Danny.
I'm not touching.
Give it a look.
I'm looking at it. It looks very handsome. It's beautiful. It looks like a miniature version of that Stanley Cup that I've seen other people get to have, especially people from Pittsburgh. And it's got fun wings on the side to hold like a chalice, which I will drink a club soda with lime in after the event's over.
Am I allowed to have a Coca-Cola Classic, which I haven't been able to have for so long? If we win the mushball game, what do you think, Dar? Instead of spraying champagne all over people, can I fill up this deliciously wonderful-looking cup with soda and drink it?
No, you should do apple cider, though.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
Apple cider.
So Grant, are the Sparkling rumors true? Cider. Have you been training specifically and doing EMP 180 weight loss specifically for this game?
A lot of people are alleging that.
That's what the word is.
I can't deny that. I'm not going to confirm it, but I'm also not going to deny it. I'm a little bit worried about the running to first has gotten easier. EMP 180 weight loss doesn't help with the barreling of a mush ball.
That's true.
And I never have been a good hitter. Now, I've played in a couple softball games. I've got a couple base hits under my belt. There's no gap-to-gap doubles power here. There's not a lot happening. What you're looking at is what you get on the field. There's no transformation.
There's no Prince Fielder sort of belong your physique type thing. Yeah.
Here's the trick about softball, and I'm sure it applies to mushball as well.
I'm going to write this down.
Like baseball. It's not about hitting the home run. It's all about on-base percentage.
I agree
with
you.
Just like you preach with the Nationals, you front-load the lineup with on-base percentage,
yes,
and the rest will work itself out.
A couple questions I've got for you, because there's all kinds of rules, and I've played a little bit of softball, Fairfax Adult Softball over the years. Do we have any specific rules about like guy, girl that we need to execute? Also, if you are we doing walks? Because I hate when teams don't swing and just walk around the bases.
Are we doing like a 1-1 count to start? What are we doing?
Do we need to iron some of this out still?
So just like Fairfax Adult Softball, you'll start with a 1-1 count.
There we go.
And the reason behind that is so walks will happen faster to speed up the course of the game.
Right.
The other thing to be aware of is there's what's called, if you get the second strike, if you have a foul ball, you get what's called a courtesy. So when you hit a foul ball, you're not out. You get one courtesy. If you hit two foul balls, then you are out.
Okay.
So it's just so you have increased.
What's a strike? No, it's not like baseball strike zone because his ball's coming downhill.
Every softball game I've ever played in, there have been nothing but arguments with umpires.
I don't know what's a strike.
And I've umpired games before. The trick is a strike is whatever the umpire calls. It's going to range, but typically what it is it's inside the back shoulder and above the front knee. And in practicality, it's landing
behind the plate.
Essentially behind the plate within 3 to 4 feet.
What are the rules on the amount of arc? I see softball people get very upset. So, they get too much arc on the ball. There's a launch angle. Question.
So in softball, it's a minimum of 6 feet. So okay. I'm 6 foot, my height, and a maximum of 12 feet. Anything below or above is called an illegal pitch. So because we don't want pitchers coming in throwing the ball.
12 feet is so high.
I'm going to call for so many illegal pitches. I want reviews on. I want to make sure they're
all
legal.
Couple more questions.
It'd be just like if ever still so, right. Softball league.
You're listening to Andrew Castile of the Fairfax Adult Softball League. He brought us our trophy. We've got our Team Grant and our Team Danny shirt.
Our shirts.
See the pictures. We will be posting at 106.7 The Fan on Twitter. Are you guys providing us with any softball players or like any of your best?
Are
they going to participate in the showcase with us?
We are. So, and we're actually running a social media campaign. If any one of our listeners likes or forwards our message on Twitter, they will be able to basically be in the group that will do essentially a lottery system.
Okay.
Pull two names from that.
Very
so
cool.
So go to find the Fairfax Adult Softball Twitter handle out there. I unfortunately don't have it.
I can find it for you right now.
You can probably find it for me. But it's if they participate that way, or your listeners can do that as well. If they want another way to get in, if they just like or forward that, they'll be put in the group.
It's FAS underscore softball. FAS
that sounds right.
Underscore softball if you want to get in the mix.
So, and our players are really excited about this. Again, we have over 10,000 players. This is something that people don't really know about Fairfax Adult Softball. Our size, we're massive.
Yeah.
Over around 800 teams for 2017, over 10,000 players. And we have former players, college players like Danny, who play at the upper levels. So they could, you know, competing for state national championships. But actually, more of the group is the casual player. We have players who have never swung a baseball or softball bat before, who just want to go get out and meet people the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
New to Fairfax County, new to the
area. I've had a blast. I've played a handful of games this year as like a fill-in for a team when they don't have enough people, and it's super cool.
Could you do me a favor, Andrew? If it's not possible, it's not possible. But you mentioned those two different kinds of players, like the inexperienced versus the experienced. Could I have one of the experienced, really good players and one of those ones that's never swung a bat before goes to Grant's team, do you think?
We might be able to work that out.
Thank
for
you
a financial
very much.
Arrangement.
I mean, I asked.
We'll see.
I just want everyone to know that I can't wait for Tuesday night, that we will have our listeners participating in the game. We're going to allow you to join the game in the next couple days on the show. We'll make the announcement tomorrow morning as to how that's going to happen. But you're also going to be able to come out and watch. So it's going to be me, it's going to be Danny, JP from the Junkies, Cakes from the Junkies will be there. We're going to have former Redskins, a couple current Redskins have told me they're planning on coming out. Schedule permitting, we're going to have a couple other DC sports celebrities, dignitaries, and a bunch of people from local television, meet local media. We got a big group coming, so it's going to be fun. But if you want to come watch, the Nats Youth Academy Southeast, huge parking lot, don't have to worry about parking. Easily walk right up to the field. It's
right
beautiful. It's pristine. You're going to want to see it anyway.
I want Cakes on my roster for team chemistry.
Well, you're going to be drafting
togetherness.
The team,
so togetherness.
Maybe he could be your first pick. I can tell you that I know who my first pick is, and I'm pretty happy about it.
And it's not Cakes?
It's not Cakes.
How dare you not pick
now,
Cakes
Cakes
first.
Could be my second pick. You don't know.
Not if he's my first.
If he's still on the board.
Not if he's my first
pick. I've got a little bit of a ringer as my first pick.
There you go. So when are you guys officially doing this draft?
I don't know. When are we doing it?
I want to do the draft like Monday. Our boss is pushing for doing it this week. I want to wait on a couple more confirmations because, like, Kedrick Golston has told me he's planning on coming out and playing for the Redskins for a decade. You think that guy's not going to hit three balls over the fence?
I bet you Kedrick Golston hits well.
My draft order is going to look a little different if Kedrick Golston's involved.
He's on the big board.
As opposed to if he just shows up. So I'm hoping either Friday or Monday, but it looks like in the next couple days we're going to do it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you for
coming
in.
Thank you, buddy.
We're pumped about this.
And
we're so glad. Absolutely.
Big fans of the show.
Thank you so much. We're thrilled to have the Fairfax Adult Softball Group with us, largest adult softball league in the nation. The Mushball game is October 3rd. Come on out and watch if you're not going to play. 6:30 p.m. at the Nats Youth Academy in Southeast D.C. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.